You know what the scariest thing is? To not know your place in this world. To not know why you're here. It's just an awful feeling.
It is a wonderful day in the neighborhood. Welcome to another edition of Career Callings, and our purpose at Career Callings is to help people avoid the financial and emotional pain of a bad career decision by helping them find, prepare for, and pursue the work God has called them to do. You can join us today by phone, text, or email, phone or text at 864-381-7649. That's 864-381-7649. Or by email at robbie@careercallings.net. That's R-O-B-B-I-E @careercallings.net. Grant Edwards is my featured guest today, and I love the first line of his biography, and here it is. Grant Edwards has enjoyed a long-standing entrepreneurial career, which began in the third grade when he established a used golf ball retail business for golfers at the Green Valley Country Club. Now, that's a business I needed to be a customer of because I have like a 200 handicap in golf. And so having a lot of spare golf balls would be a wonderful thing for me. Later in life, Grant operated a successful specialty retail business for 20 plus years in both Eastern North Carolina and Coastal South Carolina. Currently, he is the area chairman for the Upstate South Carolina chapter of C12, a leading business resource group for Christian CEOs and presidents of Christian businesses. Grant Edwards, welcome to the Career Callings radio program, sir.
Thank you so much, Robbie. It's a pleasure to be here, and I really appreciate your effort to help people with their careers.
Well, praise the Lord for that, man, and I'm looking forward to our conversation and the wisdom that you can kind of share with the folks listening to the program. And just to kind of give some insight to the folks listening, you know, Grant is a coach. He is a coach to CEOs and presidents of Christian businesses. So put your seat backs and tray tables in their upright and locked positions and hold on, because we're going to have a wonderful ride. So with that little intro, Grant Edwards, here's my first question for you. Tell us a little bit more about what you're doing right now with C12 and how you got there.
Robbie, C12 would describe me as an area chair, and my area is the upstate of South Carolina. What that looks like is C12 is a national peer advisory group that's designed for Christian business owners and CEOs. What we're trying to do is provide them with a monthly peer advisory group where they can really hear the truth and love about their business and ministry practices. I've often said that I guess business owners and CEOs lack two things, and that's candor and courage. And candor is all about hearing the truth. So often I think that business owners struggle to hear the truth about really what's going on in their business and life. So C12 is a way for them to connect to that. But the courage part is important too, because I think Christian business owners struggle with fear and uncertainty a lot. It's really lonely at the top sometimes. And so what I provide via a group experience is the ability to get encouragement and courage. And so what we do every month in our meetings is focus on best business practices as well as ministry practices. And my role primarily is to facilitate that monthly meeting, but during the month, I also meet with these business owners to provide them encouragement, strength, just in the advice that we might have during one-on-one business meetings.
How did you actually get to this point in your career? What was your journey that got you there?
You know, two things primarily. One is I was a business owner for 23 years, and so I really understand what it's like to manage people, manage products, manage markets, manage operations and finances, and really grow a business. So the nuts and bolts of business would be a great background for doing what I do. By the way, there's 90 other guys that do what I do across the country. C12 is a national organization. But beyond the business background, I think the other thing that really prepared me for this job was serving as a lay pastor in a small church in Eastern North Carolina for 20 years.
Now, how did that prepare you for this position here?
That's a great question, Robbie. So much of what I do is bring Christ into most every situation, because we fully believe that business and ministry and business in your Christian life need to be integrated. So serving as a pastor gave me a great understanding of Bible and how the Bible works in people's lives. It was involved in counseling ministry and meeting people in hospitals and basically doing what pastors do, even though I was a full-time owner of a business. And so I think that just that experience with people, dealing with life, dealing with problems and challenges, prepared me, even from that church background, for what I do.
Well, speaking of problems and challenges, you know, a lot of people have a misconception that a successful entrepreneur or successful business coach has always done everything right. Life has always been a bed of roses. But you and I know better. We've had ups and we've had downs, we've had successes and we've had failures. So if you don't mind, kind of share with us what has been what you would deem your worst career failure, and what kind of lesson did you learn from that?
Yeah, I might make you cry. No, I really am just joking. But I, you know, there was a point in my life when I was in a transitional mode. At one point, I did residential real estate in North Carolina for about a year and a half. And after that year and a half, I realized that that was really not what I should be doing. And so I started thinking about what I really wanted to do. One day, I got a call from a friend of mine who was working in Houston, Texas, in a mergers and acquisitions company, and we're pretty close. And he mentioned to me that they were looking for somebody to fill a position there, and just without a whole lot of thought, just said, okay, I'll do that. I think I caught him off guard, and maybe I caught myself off guard, because truthfully, I had not really given that a lot of thought. And I think also at that point in my life, I was, I had heard about C12 Group, but I wasn't really fully on board with it. And so I went to Houston and worked in this mergers and acquisitions company for about a month. And it's just a total disaster. I mean, total disaster. My friend was great, but I didn't know the owner. And the owner was truly a business tyrant. He was a control freak. I mean, even to the point that one day I remember coming into the office after lunch, and he wanted to see my hands. And I said, my hands? He said, I want to make sure your hands are clean. Did you wash your hands after lunch?
Are you kidding me? That is insane.
It was that and almost the color of my socks. And he was like a hawk watching me at every moment. And after a month, I said, this is not for me, and left. So it was a mistake made because I did not do my due diligence. I did not learn about the company, did not learn about the owner, didn't really learn about anything. It's kind of a Jonah experience. I want to escape, basically.
You wanted to escape the world of real estate, huh?
Yes, yes.
Well, that's a great life lesson right there. And you really pretty much answered, I think. And what my follow-up question typically is, what lesson did you learn? And you've already said that you didn't do your due diligence, and you've already described what that means to you. Is there any other kind of lesson that you would want the audience to learn from that experience of yours?
Well, I think that anytime somebody's looking for a job, they need to look at the job requirements, see if it fits them. But perhaps more important than anything, I had not examine the culture of this firm, which was driven by the tyrant leader. And I certainly didn't fit the culture. And so that is something that I think folks need to think about when they're examining a job position, is will this culture really match me as a person?
That is such a huge piece of information. You know, you're so right. You might have a perfect fit in a workplace in terms of your skills, your abilities, your passion for the work itself. But if the people that you're involved with in the corporate culture don't share your values, And of course, the tyrant leader. I love the way you said that, tyrant leader. Don't hold back, Grant. Tell me how you really feel about this guy, okay? You know, that is such a good point. We really have a need, a duty to ourselves and to our family to make sure we don't enter into a caustic work environment, at least not willingly. Sometimes we find out after the fact, even after we try to do due diligence, because, you know, some people are really good about putting on a good facade until you actually do start to work with them. So great advice there. Great advice. Now, I don't want to leave it just there. Tell me about the other side of that coin. What would you say is your biggest career success?
You know, I think my biggest career success was simply deciding to become a C-12 chair person. The role I play is so satisfying because I get to witness how business owners implement successful best practices in their business and watch business change. But maybe more importantly than that is to watch them implement ministry tools that up their game in terms of their walk with Christ and their witness for Christ, and even the success they have in driving ministry in their business. That to me is what gives me a great deal of satisfaction.
Well, you kind of focused in on the fact that your biggest career success was making that decision. So if you don't mind, just kind of give me the anatomy of what that decision-making process was like. How did you actually come to the conclusion that that was the right thing for you to be doing right now?
Well, I think getting back to job fit, which is so important, the culmination of my life 9 years ago was that I was a business owner and had a fairly good grasp of what it meant to be a business owner, but also the ministry aspect that I had in serving a small church equipped me for the job fit of this role. And so that was first and foremost. I remember seeing the first advertisement for C-12 Group in World Magazine, and the way it described what they were looking for in an area chair was simply, are you a previous business owner and do you have a heartbeat for ministry in the marketplace? And I'll never forget seeing that, and I thought, that pretty much describes me. And so I think that whenever a person finds a job where their talents and gifts can be used and where they have a passion and where they can create value, those are the three things I often share with people. And I felt that way about myself, and it turned out to be true. So after 9 years, I can look back and say that was a great decision.
Stay tuned for more with Grant Edwards when we get back for segment number two of Career Callings Radio. I opened the digital doors of careercallings.net in 2014. I did the same with my daily devotional site, todaysquotefromgod.com, in 2012. Since day one, I've hosted both of my websites with award-winning HostGator. HostGator raises the bar for speed, reliability, support, and value. If you need a place to host your new or existing website, go to careercallings.net/resources to get 20% off new web hosting plans as a Career Callings listener. That's careercallings.net/resources. Discipline, mental toughness, physical conditioning, personal responsibility, work ethic, and a great way to pay for college. What am I talking about? The Olympic sport of fencing. Fencing builds all these character traits, and the Knights of Siena coaches who train tomorrow's champions today can help your child or grandchild develop these traits. To learn more, go to knightsofsiena.com. That's Knights of Siena, KnightsofSiena.com. And mention Career Callings to get your first month free.
Westgate Christian School is known for offering an excellent and affordable Christ-centered education. From K-3 through 12th grade, we engage our students in the classroom and we challenge them on the playing field with competitive sports like soccer, volleyball, basketball, and golf. At Westgate Christian, we know there's a time to learn and a time to play. Call 576-4953 and come take a tour. Meet our staff online at wbcs.org. Call 576-4953 today for more information.
Let me tell you about something my family did several years ago. We dropped our health coverage and joined Samaritan Ministries, a Christian medical needs sharing ministry that's been around since 1994. Joining Samaritan Ministries not only saved my family hundreds of dollars per month, it also helped us stop paying insurance premiums that were funding all kinds of unbiblical practices that we don't support. Every month, more than 49,000 households of Samaritan Ministries share more than $14 million in medical needs under a program that satisfies the Affordable Care Act's requirement that you have insurance or pay a penalty tax. The program also gives you total control over which doctors you see. The Romeiser family has found a health care home at Samaritan Ministries, and we'd like to invite you to join us. To learn more about Samaritan Ministries and if it's right for you, go to SamaritanMinistries.org. That's SamaritanMinistries.org. And if you choose to apply, be sure to support Career Callings by letting them know that Robbie Romeiser referred you. The Romeiser family became Amazon Prime members years ago. With fast free shipping, exclusive access to movies and TV shows, ad-free music, unlimited photo storage, and free Kindle books, it was a no-brainer. To give Amazon Prime a free test drive for your family, go to careercallings.net/resources. That's careercallings.net/resources.
But our lives aren't just measured in years. They're measured in the lives of people we touch around us.
This feels like my calling and my purpose in life. There's something different about this journey that's more heart connected.
Purpose is more than just your core of your own self. It's beyond your own identity. Everybody ultimately wants to serve other people.
You can have everything in life you want if you'll just help enough other people get what they want.
And that little bit of sadness in the mornings you spoke of, perhaps you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing.
Welcome back from the break. It is segment number two of Career Callings Radio, and I'm your host, Robbie Romeiser. Our purpose at Career Callings is to help people avoid the financial and emotional pain of a bad career decision by helping them find, prepare for, and pursue the work God has called them to do. You can join us today by phone, text, or email, phone or text at 864-381-7649, 864-381-7649, or by email at robbie@careercallings.net. That's R-O-B-B-I-E at careercallings.net. Oh, I am looking forward to the second half of our interview with Grant Edwards, area chairman of the Upstate chapter of C-12, a Christian Business Leaders Association or organization where coaching Christian business leaders to make them better at what they do and make their business places more of a ministry for Christ is what Grant is all about. So Grant, let's get on to our next question here. How about habits? Let's talk a little bit about habits. What would you say is your number one personal habit that you consistently adhere to that drives your career success?
Well, if you said number one, I would say a daily quiet time. I like to tell people I love to start my day with a cup of coffee and the Bible and the Lord. And so that's been something that's been a part of my life for 40 years. And I can't tell you what that does for me. It's just the way I start my day. In general, I think what is helpful is just to have what I would call disciplines, both spiritual and physical, mental disciplines in life. That's what I would say.
I hear you, man. I'm kind of on the same page with you. Since you're a coffee aficionado like I am, tell me what your favorite roast. You like French roast, Colombian? What's your favorite?
Actually, right now it's Javalia traditional roast.
Nice. I'm kind of drooling right now while we're talking about that. How about business habits? Just in case you might have a different business habit from what you just identified as your number one personal habit, what would you say might be your number one business habit that drives your success?
Well, I think if you're going to be successful in any career, you have to be about continuous learning. And so for me, it's looked like continuous education, both in terms of achieving an MBA and a doctoral degree, but that involves reading a lot, and I'm always reading at least one business book or listening. I'm an Audible member, and so I'm listening to books on the road and reading books. I think that has to be the habit and that I would identify that leads to success for business people.
I tell you what, I became an Audible member about 4 months ago, and I have consumed more audiobooks in the past 4 months than I have read in the past, say, 6 to 10 years. I used to be an avid reader, then got out of the habit, so audiobooks has really been a way of saving me from that dearth of learning. So, actually, matter of fact, Audible is one of our sponsors on the show. So if someone wants to try out Audible for themselves, they can go to careercallings.net/resources, shameless plug, careercallings.net/resources, and get a free trial and see if it works for you. How about productivity tools? Do you have a productivity tool, either internet-based or non-internet-based, that you use to make yourself as efficient and effective as possible in the workplace?
Well, for my job as a business advisor, I'm typically seeing 40 to 45 different people every month. A calendar is crucial, so I probably have about 3 calendars that are all synced together, so I can use all 3 sometimes. So, a calendar would be number one. I do use Evernote to keep notes and to use a sort of a cloud-based system where I can store documents and things that sometimes are very helpful to show clients during the month. If we talk about a particular topic, I might be able to quickly turn them to a document and show it to them or email it to them. That's Evernote. And then I've recently begun using Manifestly, which probably nobody's heard about, but it's a checklist tool that has been helpful for me to just organize the process of what I do in terms of my own jobs, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. It's called Manifestly. Is that what you said?
Yeah, Manifestly.
I just started using one about a month ago called Workflowy. Sounds like it's very similar in terms of lists and things of that nature and being able to zoom in on just a list you need to work on right now to kind of keep you focused on those tasks there. So that's good. Yeah, just out of curiosity, from a calendaring system, have you ever heard of a tool called Calendly before?
No.
Calendly.com. Might want to consider checking it out. You can send a link and then to anybody you want to, and they can click on that link and it'll take you to your calendar online, and they can choose from your available appointments so that it's all automated. You don't have to worry about picking up the phone and calling all the time or swapping emails on what days and times work best for them. They can just log in, or not log in, they can click the link, go to your calendar and choose the times you have available and just send you an email and sends them an email. A lot of our listeners are business owners, or they want to be. So what 3 things would you tell a new startup business owner to do in order to be successful?
Well, the first thing they better do is to create a business plan. A business plan involves working on an organizational plan, a marketing plan, an operations plan, a financial plan. And anytime I'm talking to someone in that situation, I'm going to encourage them to adopt SMART goals, which are specific, measurable, action-oriented, realistic, and timed goals. Each of those components are very important. That would be number one. Number two is they would need to create critical measurements that would define the success of the business. In business parlance, we'd refer to that as KPIs, or key performance indicators. And they would need to create a measurement system to communicate that to every single person in the company. Finally, I would tell them that the number one thing they need to try and find with a new business is great people. A guy wrote a book called Good to Great, and he said the most important question is not what and how, it's who. And who is actually working in that business is critical. And so I often tell clients they need to be focused on the 3 C's, which are competency, chemistry, and character. And each of those need to be in place if you're going to have a great person.
That is great advice. Fantastic advice on all fronts there. How about that reading material we talked about a few minutes ago? If you could recommend just one book other than the Bible, which we always say on every show is the number one book anybody can, should read in order to be better at their work or anything else in their life, But outside of the Bible, what would you say is the number one book you'd recommend for our listeners and why?
That's like asking what's the number one ice cream. How can you answer that question for a guy that loves to read books? I mean,
No pressure, pal.
I mean, it's almost impossible. I'm just going to tell you about a book I just read. I love the book. It's called Right Now and All at Once. It's a really strange title. The book was written by Greg Brenneman. And he's a Christian businessman who's been involved in a lot of turnarounds in this country. Two involved Continental Airlines and Burger King. So I really enjoyed that book and appreciated his insights and insightful wisdom as a long-term CEO and also a man of faith. I enjoy reading books that involve business successes, but also faith successes. And it sounds like Greg, and especially in the latter part of his life, has been experiencing both.
Amen. Amen to that. If you were sitting in a room of high school seniors, what would be the best piece of career advice you could give them as they prepare to go out into the real world?
Well, I would say they need to know two things. They need to know God. That'd be number one. And then they need to know themselves. They need to know themselves. You know, knowing God is walking closely to God. Remember when I was coming through high school, and thankfully God had impressed me on my heart that I needed to follow him. So they need to be praying for and seeking God's will for their life. That's knowing God. Knowing yourself is sometimes a hard thing for high schoolers, because they're just starting to get to know themselves. So I think they have to determine, where am I talented? Where has God gifted me? And it's back to what we talked about earlier, Robbie. They need to think about what inspires them in life, what creates a passion for them. And then, you know, to pursue the areas where they're passionate, where they're talented, where they think they can create value for others. That's what I would tell them. And there are, you know, there's different tests that you can take, personality profile tests, strength finders, and other sorts of tests that can help a high schooler, even at that age, to determine where their talents and gifts are and how God's made them.
All fantastic advice, man. All fantastic advice. Well, I am sure that there are people in the audience that have been blessed with our conversation just as I have. So if somebody wants to connect with you after they've heard the show, what's the best way they can get in touch with you?
They could just email me at my c12group.com email address, which is very easy. It's grant.edwards@c12group.com.
Yeah, that's pretty simple, and I'll make it even simpler. I will put that email address on our webpage that goes with today's program so that anybody can just go right there and link over from that link on the webpage. So, Grant Edwards, thanks so much for joining us today on the Career Callings Radio program. Sir, it's been a blessing.
Robbie, it has been wonderful to be with you today, and I really appreciate that opportunity.
Absolutely, absolutely. And if you've been blessed as I have been by the program today and listening to what Grant had to share with us, please go to careercallings.net/radio to get a free copy of today's broadcast. And as always, we could not fit everything in our conversation into the 30-minute on-air program. So if you'd like to get everything I talked about with Grant today, come to careercallings.net/radio and you'll get the full-length interview in the podcast format. Look forward to talking to you soon. And remember, seek first the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. God bless. To learn how to pursue God's calling, and that learning requires tons and tons of reading. But if you're like me, life is so busy that it's hard to find time to read. That's why I'm so excited to tell you about Audible. Audible has over 180,000 audiobooks to help you listen and learn on the go. Audible has made me so much more productive, enabling me to learn while I drive, exercise, or work around the house. I know Audible can do the same for you, and that's why I've teamed up with Audible to give my listeners a free audiobook to see if audiobook learning is right for you.
Go to audibletrial.com/careercallings and claim your free audiobook today. That's audibletrial.com/careercallings, audibletrial.com/careercallings.
You know, a lot of times when I'm counseling with people about their careers, I talk about their strengths, I talk about their weaknesses, because those strengths and weaknesses are big clues into which kind of direction the Lord might be leading them vocationally. So what would you say is your biggest weakness? Let's start out on the bad side. What's your biggest weakness in the workplace?
Oh, well, first of all, I probably have a lot of weaknesses.
Like don't we all, pal?
Yeah, but, you know, I'm kind of an A personality kind of guy. So I like to get up and do stuff, and typically I like to do stuff quickly. And so I think one of my weaknesses is impatience. I tend to like to see results very fast, and that's not just in myself, but it's in others. And sometimes I have to dial that back.
How about your biggest strength? What would you say that is?
You know, I love to teach, but I also love to create solutions for folks. There's a French term for DIY called broccolage. I know that's weird. It doesn't mean you eat broccoli a lot.
Yeah, I'm glad that's not what it means, because I'm a little bit scared about that.
It's an interesting business term, actually, because broccolage is about taking what's at hand and working with those things to create solutions. And so oftentimes when I'm sitting down with business members, we'll talk about their challenges, and they're simply telling me about the things that are at hand, the things that they're facing. And I love to sit down with them and create solutions for them. That's just one of my greatest joys. And I think I'm pretty good at it.
Was there a time in your life when you were confused about which career path God would have you take? And if so, how did he clear the smoke for you?
Well, absolutely. As mentioned before, Robbie, when I was transitioning out of real estate, I think I really knew deep in my heart that God wanted me to do C-12. I had attended a couple of C-12 meetings in Raleigh, North Carolina. And I'll never forget the first one I went to. So impressive to me to watch these business owners grapple with real deep issues with their business, as well as the ministry God was calling them to. And I remember thinking to myself, you know, I love this business thing, but having worked as a lay pastor for 20 years, I was a little bit burned out on the ministry side of things. And so I was struggling to really wrap my head around, is this really what God wants me to do? And truthfully, it took some clear events, actually almost miraculous events. I try to say this as briefly as I can. My wife and I were traveling through North Carolina for Greensboro, which is where the C-12 headquarters was at the time. And we stopped at a restaurant and remember giving thanks for the food. And after I finished, a man behind me tapped my shoulder and said, I just wanted to say thanks for doing that and appreciate your faith. And I said, well, I'm Grant Edwards. And he told me at that time he was Don Barefoot, who was the president of C-12 Group. God really knew I needed some kind of sign, if you will, that God was really leading me in that direction. And I could tell you other events that I had prayerfully considered C-12, but other events that really confirmed that this really was what God wanted.
You know, when I've talked to a lot of people about this question over the years, a couple of things tend to kind of rise to the surface time and time again. Number one, praying on the front end of a decision like that is so crucial to getting the Lord to show you the right steps to take. But another clue in that decision-making process is the set of circumstances he creates around that prayer. And that's your example, Grant, is a perfect example of that. I mean, you were already praying about it. And then, yeah, like you said, quote unquote, accident. Yeah, right. God definitely orchestrated that circumstantial meeting as a way to give you a clue through your circumstances that you were on the right track. And so when we're trying to take that next step and figure out which way to go, one of the things we have to factor in is what circumstances are we in right now? And that's part of the process of making that decision. So thanks for sharing that. How are you using your, and we've kind of touched on it a little bit, but I'm going to go ahead and ask it anyway so you can get a little bit more in depth. How are you currently using your career to impact others for Christ?
Robbie, I think two ways. I think that primarily I am there to encourage and strengthen the business owners in their walk with Christ, but also to encourage them to see their business as an opportunity to reach all of their stakeholders, meaning their employees, their vendors, their customers, their suppliers. It's amazing that the average small business probably touches 5,000 people a year. And so if that owner can see perhaps new and different ways to use the business for the gospel of Jesus Christ, that is where I come in. I try to help these business owners see creative ways to reach all of those stakeholders. And so that is how I'm impacting others for Christ.
You know how many pastors would just, quote unquote, kill to have a congregation of 5,000 plus people? I mean, just to know that you can reach so many people through your business and to see your workplace as a ministry is really a revelation moment for a lot of people when they realize that they can reach people that their pastors never could. But I'm just kind of curious, Grant, kind of off the cuff question here. What would you say is the most creative way that you've encountered a business owner using their business to reach others for Christ?
Well, let's not pigeonhole it to one. I'm going to just mention two. I think one is to employ a corporate chaplain within the business, and two, to create a caring team led by not just the owner, but by key employees in the business to conduct the ministry of the business.
That's great. Great. Having people dedicated to dealing with those issues. That sounds great. And, actually not too long ago, we had a corporate chaplain on the program as a guest, Lee Mosley. Are you familiar with Lee Mosley by any chance?
Yes.
Okay. Good guy. Great guy. And I didn't know a year ago, I didn't know there was such a thing as a corporate chaplain. So it's really opens up a lot of opportunity for businesses to take advantage of that kind of service.